unmute, or you can just use the chat, whichever thing you're most happy with. So the first question that we get asked an awful lot, and some people are still wondering because things aren't set in stone necessarily for subjects for September yet, is about the differences between English literature and English language. Now, Miss, can I ask you that one first? Because obviously our guys can tell us about the individual subjects, but you teach both. So what do you say the differences are?
I would say that they're both of equal validity, but I think it's a case of where you think you want to go with it later. And I think that you also need to really consider, A, if you love it to death, do both anyway, because you'll find different skills in each. But I think when you think about English language, you've got to try to think journalism, really. I think it's very, very close to this idea of writing for a purpose and unpicking how you're writing, why you're writing. It's very much about audience and purpose and thinking about a journalistic field, really. It's linguistics as well, where we're kind of looking at how we speak, how we got the language we did, which I find fascinating in the history of it, and looking at the idea of how we kind of convey power and gender through our language, which is really interesting. So there's a bit of kind of sociological stuff in there. There's some, I suppose, linguistics, if you're interested in languages in general, and there's some wonderful journalistic elements there as well. So if you're into that kind of thing, then I think you'll enjoy it. But it's not creative writing, it's more journalism. And I think it's really important to get your head around that.
Okay. Can I just ask, Eleanor, can I ask you, just on the language side, just so we get a feel for the difference between the two, the kind of things that you've maybe enjoyed most over the 2 years in terms of your study of English language?
Yeah, I'd say that my favourite thing about studying English has been how you can relate it to today's society and how relevant it is in an aspect that you don't normally think about when you think of it, because I really enjoy sociology. That's my passion. And I find that language is like a different way in which I've been able to understand sociology. And I find that, like Miss Smith said about language and power and gender and technology, I just think there's so many different ways to look at language in which you wouldn't normally think about.
Awesome. Sasha, any particular things that you've enjoyed over the 2 years?
Yeah, I definitely agree with Eleanor. I think like the variety of topics was definitely like a contrast to GCSE, but in a good way. And I found like it was also good to have like lots of different styles of exams. So I really enjoyed the editorials we did, which was more creative writing. But then if you preferred like the written, the more formal writing, you could also get a chance to do that. And I just found it was really varied and we all sort of, yeah, found something we enjoyed.
Good. I mean, just to give you guys a flavour, if you're thinking of English language or you're deciding between the two, English language, you are studying non-fiction texts rather than fiction. That's one basic difference between the two. And a lot of the texts that you'll look at are very kind of topical and modern, whether it be, for instance, you doing a coursework study of the language of, you know, an American president, or, you know, whether it be kind of looking at how one thing that I've read recently, for instance, was how a range of different football managers use language to kind of protect their position. You're doing a lot of your own kind of transcripts. So you're looking at spoken language, which is very different from GCSE. You're kind of working out how you would transcribe it on the page and then analysing it. So much more, I would say, kind of non-fiction and language in the real world. On the literature side then, so Ursula, can I ask you kind of why you picked English literature, and maybe, I don't know, maybe how it compares to GCSE? Is it the same as GCSE or different? Or why did you choose literature?
My reason isn't a great reason, in that it was simply because I just really liked Frankenstein when we did it at GCSE. I really loved that text, and that is probably the reason I did English literature. But the thing that I'd say that I really liked about the A-level is that, much more so than GCSE, you go into the different areas of literature. So we look a lot at the Gothic, particularly in year 12. And I just found it so interesting that you could look at a whole genre of literature whilst also focusing on two texts in so much detail. So you get the breadth, but also the depth. And I really like that about the A-level. I thought it was a really good way of approaching texts you've never seen before.
Great. Rose, what about you? What have you enjoyed most?
I actually really enjoyed doing the coursework.
Yeah?
I really liked doing the Jerusalem coursework. Creating our own script or writing like...
Okay, so those guys that don't know anything about it, can you just explain what your coursework involved?
So in year 12, you had to do this coursework on this play called Jerusalem, which is a really funny play. It's also like quite... Yeah. It's
not... Yeah.
I really enjoyed it, and we saw it it was at
VNA.
Yeah, that's where we saw it. And then once we saw it, we analysed the whole performance and the whole like script. And then we decided, for the coursework that I decided to do, was to create my own version of the script for one scene. And that was really fun. Because I don't know, it was trying something new. It was creative writing in a way, but also we had to make sure that it linked in with the way he was writing as well. So you become inspired by listening to new voices.
Good. The other side of the coursework, which maybe is the slightly darker side, is in year 13, which is where we do a piece on war literature, where there's a comparison of some war literature written kind of from the trenches, which is the poetry of Wilfred Owen, and then you compare that to a much more modern take, which is from Pat Barker, a book called Regeneration, or it's from a trilogy called Regeneration. We just do one of those texts. And there's a comparison there between how, for instance, both of the authors are able to convey some of the kind of mental and physical kind of horrors of the trenches. But Jerusalem, as Rose says, is very different. Jerusalem, very much kind of 21st century, and much more of a kind of, it is a comedy, but there's extra kind of depth that goes with that. Great. I'm just going to see whether we've got any questions in the chat. This would be a really good chance for, if there's something that you particularly wanted to ask, to just write something in the chat. If you want to have a think about that while we kind of go on to another question that's already been kind of put to us, then that's fine. I'm just going to have a little look. But by all means, ask us any questions as we go through. You can add them in the chat, and then we'll kind of come back and have a look and see if there's anything that you would particularly like to ask us. It can be about absolutely any aspect of English language or English literature. Okay. Right. While you guys having a think maybe for questions, I'm going to go to another one
We've got a question from, sorry, Mr. Wilson. We've got a question from Matt about coursework.
Ah, sorry. It hasn't popped up for me. Okay. Sorry, miss, can you go with it? Because I can't see it at the moment.
Yeah, okay. So what we've got is, Matt was saying, what kind of coursework is it? What exactly is the coursework?
Okay.
And I was also asking about English language coursework. So perhaps if we look at that first and just...
Yeah, sure let's talk about the coursework.
Nobody's done coursework before, so it's a very different thing, I think.
Yeah. And then, Ellie, we will come to your question in a sec, because that's kind of a slightly different question. So in the English literature coursework, if I talk about that, you do two pieces. One is a shorter piece, which is based on this modern play, Jerusalem, where you either do an analysis of a particular scene, a really close kind of analysis of that scene, or you can do what Rose talked about, which was to write something, an extra scene in the style of the playwright. And then you write a little commentary that goes with it to kind of explain how that fits into the play. You then do a second essay in year 13, which is the longer piece, which is a comparison of, as I say, two texts about war. And the question will be something along the lines of something like, how do both of these authors convey through the way they write some of, for instance, the mental traumas of World War One or something like that. I don't know if Rose or Ursula, you want to kind of add anything in terms of the English literature coursework on that? Is there anything I've missed? No?
Not really.
Rose?
I think it sounds a lot harder than it actually is.
Yeah.
You get a lot of help. It's not...
Yes.
Even though it's good to do your own independent research, which is what I would recommend everyone to do, they don't just leave you in the dark.
They're not like,
oh, no, that's rubbish.
Yeah, I mean, we do have lessons where we cover some of the themes and the topics that will be in your coursework. And then you also get the opportunity to hand in a draft and then to have a detailed chat with a teacher about anything that needs to be improved before you.